Okay, I unmuted. We're going to do something a little different. I wanted to gear something a little more toward the younger kids. So I'm going to read a little bit out of here. So if you're a family, you're a parent, and you've got younger kids, make sure you're unmuted, because it would be fun to ask some questions, like if we're actually in a classroom together. And so kids, feel free to speak up, and I want to do a kind of a mic check. So this Bible, one of my favorites, the Big Picture Story Bible. If you're a kid out there and you can hear me, and we'll extend this up from like age one to maybe let's cut it off at like age 35. So everybody. And if you have one of these in your house, say, I do.
I do.
I do.
Oh, good. I could hear some kids. Okay. All right. So the topic that we're going to talk about is when Jesus went to heaven and why it was good. He was on the earth for a while. He did some really good things, and then he went to heaven, and we're going to talk about why that was a good thing. All right. So I'm going to try to kind of do this. If I'm behind the book, can you kids hear me if I'm behind the book?
Yes.
I can try to speak up. All right. I'm going to read a little bit. Okay. Jesus' followers could hardly believe it. We have seen the Lord. They were full of joy, not full of understanding. They could see Jesus with their eyes. How many of you see? This is so weird. How many of you see Jesus in this picture? Can you see him?
Yes.
All right, little kids, which one is he? Is he background? Is he like one of the two people way back in the back?
No.
Right there. Is this Jesus?
No.
This guy with, he doesn't have much hair. Is this Jesus over here?
No.
No? Well, wait a minute. What about this man? Is that him?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That is him. All right. That's him. He's talking and teaching. They could see Jesus with their eyes, but they could not see why he had to die and rise again. And so there we go. Jesus opened up God's holy book that had been written long ago. He started with the books of Moses and then the prophets and the Psalms. He showed them everything that was written there about him. He went all through the parts of the Old Testament, and he told them where it talked about him. And then Jesus taught them carefully, because he knew that the day was coming when people would no longer see him with their eyes. They would read about him instead. We see Jesus with our eyes now?
No.
Same with your eyes? Not usually, no. We read about him. Where do we read about him?
In the Bible.
We read about him in the Bible. Jesus was very smart. He knew the day was coming when we wouldn't see him with our eyes, but we would read about him. And he's telling his disciples, he knew God's holy book would help others to believe and say, we have seen the Lord. They too would be full of joy. Are people full of joy when they see Jesus in the Bible?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. For 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus taught about God's kingdom. Did you know that after he came back to life for 40 days, he stayed and he taught his disciples? That's a long time. He told his chosen followers that they had kingdom work to do. He said, although he must go away for a time, they must wait for a gift he would send to help them do that.
Billy, you can't answer his questions.
This is my favorite picture in the story because they're happy to see him. It's a little sad when he's going away, but he says it's a good thing. Suddenly, Jesus left them. He was lifted up into the sky. He took his throne in heaven and began his kingly rule. So when Jesus goes up into heaven, there's a kind of a big word sometimes we use in the Bible. You may not have heard it very much. Does anybody know what it's called when we talk about when he went into heaven?
Ascension.
Oh my goodness, somebody knew it. Yes. Good for you.
Yes.
Yes, it's called, they call it the ascension. So you kids, it's like going upstairs. If you, next time you go upstairs, like to go to your bedroom or something, you can say to your mom and dad, Mother, Father, I'm going to make my ascension now. You'll be doing what Jesus did. He went to see his Father. So there's a couple things that I wanted to mention about why when Jesus goes to heaven, it's a good thing. So one, we talked about, he goes and sits somewhere. Where does he go and sit? Say real loud. Where does he? He's got a special chair.
What's at the arm of the Father's chair.
He said, yeah, he's on the right hand of his Father. Where does a king sit?
On his chair.
He sits on his kingly throne. So that means he's in charge. He's in charge of what? Is he in charge of just a few things?
He's in charge of everything.
He's in charge of everything. He's in charge of the whole universe. So that's one good reason that he goes back to heaven is he's going to sit on his throne and be the king, and he's in charge of everything, everything, everywhere. The other thing it means is when he was here on earth, was he working?
Was yes.
He working? Yes. Yeah, he was doing the work of his Father, and he was preaching the gospel, and he was making a way for us to go and be in heaven with him. So when he goes to heaven, then does that mean, did he finish what he came to do?
No.
Did he finish his work? He had an important work.
No.
Yes. Yes. Well,
yes.
He does. Yeah. He says he finished it. He did exactly what he came to do. So now when he goes to heaven, he is ruling and reigning. And then the last thing is where he can be when he goes to be with his Father in heaven. When he was here and he was in Jerusalem, was he everywhere at the same time?
No.
Usually in one place. When you read about him in the gospel stories, was he in a bunch of places at once, or was he usually just in one place?
One spot.
Yeah, when he was here on earth, he was in one place. He was with his disciples, and he was in Jerusalem, and he was teaching. But since he went to heaven, he can, again, be everywhere at the same time. So he can be in heaven, and he can be in your house and in your living room. And if you're at your kitchen having a bowl of cereal in the morning or some toast, can he be with you while you're in your kitchen?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He can be with you there. He can be everywhere. So that's another reason why when Jesus goes back to heaven, it's good. It's because then he can be everywhere with you, and he can be with you right now, and he can be with you when you're falling asleep, and he can be with you when you get up in the morning. So those are some reasons why it was a good thing that Jesus got to finish his work and go back to heaven and be with his Father and sit on his kingly throne. Amen.
Amen.